how would you answer this question? When did the Vietnam War start? And why would you date it where you dated?
It's not unusual for high school teachers to ask their students to recite historical facts they've just learned. But it is uncommon for teachers to accept several different versions of history from their students. That, however, is exactly what happens when Steve Cohen conducts a class on the history of the war in Vietnam.
Because it's a question of when you decide when the war starts, then you're really deciding what the war is about.
Few academic subjects are as controversial as the war in Vietnam. Scholars still don't agree on even the basic facts. Did the war begin in the early 1950s with the growth of U.S. financial support for the French military campaign against the Vietnamese communists? Or was it later in the 60s, when large numbers of U.S. military advisors were sent to help the South Vietnamese Army, followed by U.S. troops in 1965? Steve Cohen emphasizes this lack of historical consensus to encourage his students to debate the war. But Cohen, who works in Massachusetts as a consultant to high school history departments, acknowledges that not all teachers share his excitement about this subject.
Oftentimes to raise issues that which you don't know the answer yourself or on which there is no consensus puts a teacher in the middle of a very hard situation. Because often the teacher is accused of something which the teacher really isn't doing. But by raising the question, it's uncomfortable.
Cohen and others who do teach the history of U.S. involvement in Vietnam also say that most high school textbooks tend to dwell only briefly on this subject, and they say it's impossible to adequately cover the war in just a few paragraphs. There is, of course, a wide variety of films and books written about the war that many teachers use to fill in the gaps left by textbooks. But even the most resourceful teachers ultimately face this truth. It's nearly impossible to be objective when teaching the history of the Vietnam War.
I honestly don't know what an objective view would be. Every individual, every organization has a vested interest, and they have a location in society, and they have particular sources of information and experience. Everybody has a perspective.
Jerry Starr directs the Center for Social Studies Education in Pittsburgh. The center publishes a high school and college curriculum called Lessons of the Vietnam War, a volume that Starr says is the only one of its kind in the U.S. In addition to providing readings and lesson plans about the war itself, the curriculum includes information about Vietnamese history and culture, the U.S. anti-war movement, women in the military, and other subjects frequently ignored in many schools. Starr acknowledges that deep differences about the war in American society are unlikely to be resolved in the classroom. But he says by looking at the war from a variety of perspectives, students can learn to think critically about what's happening in the world today.
It is a subject which allows teachers to really instill critical thinking skills and ethical reasoning skills. That's precisely why they should be teaching the war. It's really the questions, ultimately, that are the most important. And if you notice, when the Persian Gulf War was looming, these same questions with respect to constitutionality, who had the authority to declare war, what kind of a commitment were we making, all these questions came up again.
Okay, why don't we start? Because we really are a little...
At Brookline High School in suburban Boston, social studies teacher Bert Skiversky has been teaching students about the war in Vietnam for more than a decade. Skiversky is typical of the kind of teacher who tends to focus on this subject. He's white, middle-aged, and protested against the war in the 1960s. This area of teaching is dominated by military veterans, anti-war activists, and men who were eligible for the draft during the war. Skiversky says despite his opposition to the war, he tries to leave his personal biases out of his teaching.
I really try not to have an agenda. When it comes to Vietnam, I mean, because it is so controversial, and the question is, you know, how would we be teaching this if we had won the war? How would we be talking, not only teaching, but talking about Vietnam?
The students in Bert Skiversky's social studies class were born after the war ended. They are truly part of the post-war generation. But many of them say that studying the war has changed their views.
Before we really got into this unit, I had an idea that the war was wrong, but I didn't really have any backing for my idea, just that, okay, well, I don't really see anything that we got out of it, and I just see a wall with a bunch of names on it of people who died.
I think that the war was wrong, and I did before I came into this class, but the class made it a lot more, like, vivid in my mind so that I'm able to, like, it makes me really angry now instead of, like, the semi-indifference that I felt before, because it was just like a past thing that, you know, I had never like experienced, and it wasn't really very big in my life, but it's a lot more real to me now, and it's a lot more important to me to like make sure that nothing like that ever happens again, because it was really outrageous.
This course really has shown me the truth about Vietnam. I really now see that the government was wrong at that point, but as a general person, I still have to say, you know, it's like when I get older, I want to work for the government. I still want to do that, and I still really believe in my country. It was a mistake, and that was obvious, and it was wrong, but I still have faith in my government.
Even though they have strong opinions about the war, these students show a respect for each other's views that was often missing when students debated the war at the time it was being fought. That may be one of the biggest benefits of studying the war in Vietnam. The realization that two decades after it ended, Americans can begin to talk about the war, not in an emotional way, not needing to defend their patriotism, but looking dispassionately at the lessons that the war in Vietnam may hold for the future. For the Christian Science Monitor, this is John Rudolph reporting.